The enormous late Roman complex of San Sebastiano, built in the early 4th century AD, covers an area of approximately 11,000 square meters. The focus of the complex is the church, dedicated to Saint Sebastian, which has a ground plan resembling a circus, although its appearance was heavily altered in the Middle Ages and then again during the Baroque period. The early Christian structures, although partially preserved in the foundations, were later incorporated in the alterations. The church is preceded by a square courtyard, surrounded by a colonnaded portico. Inside, the central space was separated from the ambulatory by a row of tuff and brick columns, supporting a succession of arches. The church was originally built as a funerary church. Along the wall of the ambulatory, in fact, there are numerous traces of arcosolia, arched recesses housing tombs. The excavations carried out in the 20th century have also revealed various layers of graves in the floor. At a depth of about 6.5 meters underneath the apse are the remains of the so-called large villa, consisting of a series of rooms arranged around a substantial rectangular courtyard, the most interesting of which is a huge chamber paved with black and white mosaic and walls frescoed to appear like marble, with painted panels, one of which depicts a port scene. It is uncertain whether the complex, dated to between the end of the 1st and beginning of the 2nd centuries AD, and no longer used after the construction of the church, had a residential or ritual purpose. Definitely used for funeral rites was the so-called small villa, early 3rd century AD, on two floors, accessed via a staircase leading to an atrium paved with black and white mosaic and featuring a skylight for allowing light into a subterranean chamber with walls decorated in linear style. The predominantly funerary purpose of the church led to its outward enlargement because of the many mausoleums built against the outer walls from shortly after its construction. Many of these additions, probably consisting of family tombs, have monumental proportions and were richly decorated with precious marbles and sculptures, as well as refined sarcophagi, which points to the fact that the owners belonged to the upper classes. The free spaces in between these monumental constructions were occupied by more modest tombs. Besides the tombs on the surface, a network of underground cemeteries also developed, featuring three levels. These were collective burial grounds, called catacombs, a name that probably comes from the Greek katakombas, which means near the caverns, and which became widespread after the reign of the Emperor Constantine. Long tunnels were dug into the soft volcanic bedrock, according to a regular ground plan, which could then be extended indefinitely, with chambers concentrated in certain areas. The underground tunnels were entered from stairs, outside or inside the church. The Basilica of San Sebastiano is closely associated with the worship of Saints Peter and Paul, especially in the catacombs. According to tradition, the bodies of the two apostles were temporarily moved to this burial ground on the Via Appia, which greatly increased its importance as a place of pilgrimage. The church also became the centre of the cult of Saint Sebastian, to whom it is dedicated. A flight of steps in the nave of the church, in fact, once led to a small underground chamber where the martyred Sebastian had been laid to rest, probably a victim of the Christian persecution under Diocletian.